All right, welcome to today's science experiment here at Brighttown.com. I'm Mike Adams, and whenever I'm wearing my science ninja shirt right here, that means that we're going to be doing some really fun science stuff, probably involving a microscope. Of course we are. Can you show us a side shot of the microscope set up right now? And of course we have the digital screen here, but we're going to give you a direct digital feed, but you'll be able to see also the actions of the microscope. So what are we doing today? We are melting and freezing xylitol at room temperature to show you the real-time formation of xylitol crystals. And the reason this is really interesting is because there was a year, I don't recall the actual year, but we can look this up. I covered it in my book, The Contagious Mind. But there was a year in the history of chemistry, before that year, xylitol would never freeze at room temperature. It was a liquid at room temperature. And then that year, something changed, and all xylitol all over the world began to freeze and form crystals at room temperature. And to this day, no one can explain this in the realm of science. How did chemistry change all over the world all at once? And Rupert Sheldrake, who is just an extraordinary author, and he talks about morphic resonance and the interconnectedness of all systems and even the consciousness or the potential of consciousness in crystals, in inorganic molecular structures, may be one of the explanations of how this could be happening. But it has baffled science ever since, and most people just forgot about it or never even heard about that. But today I'm going to demonstrate this phenomenon for you here using this extraordinary microscope to show you xylitol freezing in real time. So in order to start that experiment, sorry about the noise, we of course have to start with a giant bag of xylitol. This is of course a sweetener. It's also known as anti-cavity in its properties. It's one of my favorite sweeteners, and it's used in gums and a lot of different products. So we're just gonna pour some decent amount into this sort of plexiglass type of, or borosilicate plate here. Oh, look, there's a spoon coming out. Oh, how convenient. Okay. We're going to get enough in there to freeze it into a liquid. All right, I'm sorry, to melt it into a liquid. All right. Does that look like enough? And the free spoon. Oh, there's a gift in every bag. Okay. And then I'm going to stick it under the microscope. So go to the side angle microscope shot, so people don't think I'm doing like a bait and switch or something here. Here we go. All right, there's the xylitol under the microscope. All right, so this is Mike Adams here just jumping in with narration of what you're about to see. So we're going to be showing you, first, I want to show you images and videos from 2021 when I first began this investigation using my earlier microscope. Take a look at some of these images. Here's an image, xylitol 4G001. I call this the alien ship. And this shows just incredible formations of xylitol freezing and showing some very, very detailed striations. And also there's another section of it, which I have in xylitol 4G002 that looks like sort of almost digital encoding of dots and dashes. It looks like a kind of crystalline Morse code. That's all in there. And then if you look at this image called xylitol 4G003, it's a close-up of the fins or the striations that are in sort of the side of this particular formation. What I want to show you also, though, is the sped-up formation of that. So I actually have a 16x video. We call it xylitol video 4G002-16x, and I'm going to play that for you right now. And here you are watching the real-time or 16x formation. Now notice that it's filling in the striations as it's increasing in size. And this is using a process of really intelligent diffusion. So it's building structures by filling in patterns. This is very much the way that AI image generation works today, except crystals already have this built-in intelligence. It's kind of morphic resonance intelligence, as you can see here. So I call this crystalline diffusion image generation, or actually this is 3D matter generation. So this is generating physical structure out of unstructured melted xylitol. So if you've ever wondered about the nature of reality and how things come into existence, it's really important to study crystal formation. And xylitol allows us to study it at room temperature as xylitol freezes at room temperature. Now, it didn't used to, but something changed with the laws of chemistry, and now it does. So there's a video that shows you the real-time formation. Now, I want to show you another one, the xylitol video 4G001, 16x speed. This is showing more of a spherical overall structure and how it's branching out and forming new structures in 3D space and assembling molecules as part of itself. And again, this takes advantage of morphic resonance. And these videos I took in 2021. Using the old microscope, you can see various striations there, patterns. You can see a sense of intelligence, a sense of organization and structure, and little hints of colors there. Even though this was taken, you know, with a microscope that wasn't even nearly as good as what we have today. Nevertheless, this is a very interesting process, and we can learn a lot by watching this. So let's see, what else do I want to show you? Oh, here's a cool one, xylitol video 007-64X. This is 64 times normal speed. And it's showing the growth of this, you know, smash flower-like structure. And the depth of field of the focus of this is pretty limited, so it's kind of hard to see the background of what's going on, but you can still see a tremendous structure taking shape here. It's building, it's organizing, and it's solidifying, actually making physical structure. Okay? So now I would like to show you more recent videos, and these are ones that I just took yesterday. So first, let me show you some of the accelerated formation of crystals now with the new microscope. I want you to notice the formation of the structure. Now we have better clarity, we have a lot better resolution, we have a 4K camera on top of the microscope for these images and these videos. Notice sometimes there are flashes of light, there are fissures that open up, there are new structures that become seeds for other structures, lots of fractal geometry in this, but also various striations and lines, and then some structures are curved or cylindrical. Some are very much organic looking and not sharply geometric. And all of this just shows you what crystal formation looks like under a microscope, noticing that this is taking advantage of morphic resonance. Crystals know how to form because they tap into kind of a universal consciousness of crystals. There's a pattern recognition that crystals tap into. It's not simply the local laws of chemistry. This is why xylitol previously, something like over 100 years ago, did not used to freeze at room temperature, but now it does. Now it always does everywhere around the world. You can't keep it liquid at room temperature. It didn't used to be that way. So at some time in the relatively recent past, xylitol learned how to freeze at room temperature, and it learned how to create these structures. And then that knowledge spread to all other xylitol crystals around the world, to where today, all xylitol freezes at room temperature. So this speaks to a phenomenon that Rupert Sheldrake, the author and science analyst, calls morphic resonance, and I call it the contagious mind. And that's also the title of a book, an audiobook that I produced back in 2021, The Contagious Mind. And it's available for free at thecontagiousmind.com if you want to check that out. Also, I want to bring your attention to the fact that I added a little bit of methylene blue to the xylitol in order to provide some additional contrast, because methylene blue is a common dye that's used in, you know, slide preparation for even biological samples. I found that methylene blue, even in very small amounts, tends to cause xylitol to harden like super glue. It's very interesting. So I've jokingly called it methylene glue, but that's just the way it interacts with xylitol. It freezes it a lot more quickly for some reason. I'll have to do some more experiments on that. So I use a very tiny amount of methylene blue in these videos and images that you are seeing here. And I want to bring your attention to some of the, well, this one still image called Blue Milky Way. And Blue Milky Way is a high-resolution image that shows you some of sort of the structure of stars. It looks like a Milky Way galaxy streaming through the center vertically of this image, while crystalline structures blanket the right half and other crystals are on the left. And it might be, you know, looks like stars like zooming across the sky, or planets or something, different spherical structures. I'm just describing, you know, what it looks like. But I call this one Milky Way. And it just shows you all the incredible patterns that can form out of crystals or out of a substance that is homogeneous. So xylitol is the same. Every molecule of xylitol has the same chemical signature, the same structure, the same atomic elements as every other molecule of xylitol. So if that's true, then why don't they always form exactly the same structures? Why do they seem to paint different kinds of pictures or scenes or landscapes or images almost, some of them seeming to be AI-style images? If it's the same molecule, why does it produce art almost, right? I mean, not almost, it is art. And that's because it's forming things based on morphic resonance. It's forming things based on information that's not only in the universe, but information coming out of the consciousness of the observer. So literally some of what you're seeing here reflects my state of consciousness as the present conscious observer who was watching this experiment unfold in real time. And it turns out, as you'll see in another report, I was actually thinking about meteors and asteroids, and I was thinking about alien spaceships and things like that, but I'll get to that in another report. The bottom line is these structures and patterns clearly are replicating something much more than just the chemical formula of xylitol, which isn't very complicated. There's much more at work here. And nature is intelligent. There is a kind of natural intelligence that arises out of natural phenomena, and you're seeing examples of it right here. And even if you zoom in on some of these images, you will begin to see extraordinary structures. So be sure to check out my other reports on this, other videos where I talk about watching in real time painting and sketching behavior. As these crystals are being formed, they are being filled in with what looks like brush strokes of painting and sketching in real time. We don't even have to speed up those videos because it's happening in real time. And then we have examples of mysterious scribbling or some kind of writing that's actually taking place inside the crystalline structure. And that's coming up in another video. And then in a third video, I demonstrate the power of intention and how I can engage in a conscious dialogue with the crystals as they are freezing and forming structures. I can verbally give them instructions or ask questions, and they will respond with the physical formation of matter. For example, I verbally said I'd like to see an image of a dog, and then within a few seconds, it literally formed a dog. And I'll show you that in real time. And what's interesting is it formed another image of a hog, a wild hog, under my dog. Which is something that's on my mind because I've been seeing these wild hogs lately on my farm, and my dogs keep chasing this one hog that has these pink and black splotches. And I'm trying to, you know, protect the hog, actually. I don't want my dogs to hurt the hog. So that's been on my mind. And sure enough, when I asked for the dog image, it created the dog on top of a hog. And it's right there in the crystalline structure being essentially 3D rendered in real time because of my conscious intention. So you'll see that in report number 3. So check out all those other reports. You can catch all of this at brighteon.com and naturalnews.com. And you can follow me on X at HealthRanger or brighteon.social, brighteon.io. I've got a channel on Rumble and any other place that I'm not banned. So check it all out. Thanks for watching. All right, we've got some really exciting new products at healthrangerstore.com, and I've got some on my desk I want to share with you. We have a new creamy tomato instant soup that's all certified organic, all laboratory tested, with incredibly clean, pristine ingredients. It's amazingly delicious, and I'd like to even show you, if you go to healthrangerstore.com and you click on the organic creamy tomato instant soup, if you scroll down to the ingredients, like look at this list. Organic heavy cream powder, okay? Real cream, not just artificial substitute garbage. Organic tomato powder, cheddar cheese powder, also organic. And butter powder, a little bit of guar gum for thickener, coconut sugar, slight amount of pink Himalayan salt. Again, onion powder, garlic powder, black pepper number 60 mesh. That's just the size of the black pepper. And that's it. No artificial colors, no MSG, no yeast extract, everything's organic. Except the salt, which of course is an inorganic crystalline structure, but everything's organic that can be organic. It's incredibly delicious. It's got a very long shelf life. We have it in number 10 cans and we have it in these pouches. It's available now at healthrangerstore.com. And we're producing more ready-to-go food formulas. So not just the macaroni and cheese that we have that's been very popular, even hard for us to keep in stock, but also, you know, this tomato soup mix and much more coming. And that's cool. Can you show that side shot again? This is actually over here. These are pine needles under the microscope because I was just filming a microscope segment. Can you see that? And I'm zooming around the microscope. Look, check this out. We can even zoom in on these pine needles. I've got like this remote control microscope here. I have a whole nother segment on that if you want to see our new microscope and what we're doing with that. But we're using the best technology to look at food and to be able to, you know, find contaminants, not just visually with microscopy, but also, of course, with our ISO-accredited mass spec laboratory. So we do the heavy metals testing. We do the glyphosate testing. We do aflatoxin testing. We do E. coli, salmonella, yeast, and mold testing, and much more in order to make sure that you are getting the cleanest food available anywhere on this planet. Our contaminated world is not a safe place to eat. It's like a minefield. And we help you navigate that minefield with laboratory-tested, ultra-clean, and certified organic foods and superfoods and nutritional supplements. Let me tell you about another one. We have green tea tincture here as well. And it's a non-alcohol formula. So it's certified organic. Here it is. Green tea tincture, naturally high in L-theanine, which is one of the miraculous molecules of green tea. And here you can read about it here. And it's a glycerin tincture as well. And green tea, of course, has EGCG and various catechins that have all kinds of amazing benefits for health. And I blend in a little bit of green tea into my smoothie as well. So, you know, on top of turmeric and on top of a whey protein and some of the other things that I use, because I'm powered by superfoods every single day. And then on top of that, we have this ultra delicious, we've got these new mango slices here. These are chewy, certified organic, laboratory tested mango slices. It's called soft dried, and it's just right for a snack. And I'm drooling a little bit because these are better than candy. They're like, if you're craving candy bars or something, try some of these. It's the best snack that you could think of. These organic mango slices, just ready to go. You could toss them in a purse or a backpack. Excuse me. You can take them on an airplane. You can take them to work, whatever. And we've got apple slices as well, the same kind of format right here. Now, you know, these aren't inexpensive, but they're ready to go. And you don't have to go out to a store and slice them up and figure out how to seal them up and so on. These are just ready to go. So it's convenient, but healthy food. It's fast food, but incredibly healthy, organic, lab-tested, you know, super fruits, basically, at least the mango. So check all of that out at healthrangerstore.com. Enjoy these products. They have amazing taste. They are loaded with amazing nutrients, and they're subjected to all of our protocols of laboratory testing and, you know, analysis and contaminant testing for all kinds of different things that we do. Plus, they're certified organic. You're going to get the cleanest foods and supplements at healthrangerstore.com. And thank you for supporting us here at brighttown.com and naturalnews.com and healthrangerstore.com. And it's because of your purchases, by the way, that we can even afford to purchase things like this amazing microscope here that I'll be bringing you a whole slew of videos with microscopy that will just blow your mind. We're going to be looking at a lot of things. So a big public education effort here and a food safety education effort that's tied to the ability to be able to visualize at high magnification all kinds of foods and products off the shelf. So all that's coming, and thank you for your support. Again, green tea tincture, the organic tomato soup, we've got the mango slices, the apple slices, and so much more. Shop with us at healthrangerstore.com. You will love every bite. And remember, our motto is healing the world with clean foods. We want you to maximize your potential, to maximize your health and your longevity. And we believe that producing ultra clean, verified, and incredibly delicious real food with no garbage, no fillers, no artificial colors, no MSG, none of that garbage, we believe that this is the way that we can help you pursue your purpose in life and stay healthy in the process. So thank you for supporting us. I'm Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon and the Health Ranger Store. Take care.